Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. So you may or may not have noticed that I haven't been online for quite a while, and I haven't posted any podcast episodes for quite a while as well. And the reason why I had that pause is because I was studying to become a financial advisor. I was also applying for jobs. I did some interviews, and I was hustling in London, all this while I was working full time. And today I just wanted to record an unscripted episode just to give you a little bit of an update where I'm at and what my goals are, or maybe what my goals aren't really. So as you know, I'm the host of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I'm pursuing financial independence, early retirement, and I'm very passionate about personal finance. I love it all about personal finance. I am listening to every podcast, reading every book, watching every YouTube channel about personal finance because I want to be free. I want to be independent, and having money and using that money as a tool that creates something very, very powerful for us. And I also, at the same time, I want to help others to feel financially stronger. And I want them to do that step by step. I don't want them to get rich from one night to another, but I want them, the same as myself, to get wealthier step by step. And also, I'm a bit of a freak of personal development, but that's kind of my second step. And when I was recording my episodes last year, I was shifting towards personal development because I didn't want to talk about personal finance too much, because I thought that would actually not be beneficial for my future employment. Because if I was recommending some products, or if I was voicing out a certain opinion, that might go against me if I am hired in a company, and if my employer would later discover that I have these opinions. But to be honest with you, I wanted to make this episode as honest as possible. And so, as you know, over the past year, I've been studying for the Level 4 Diploma in Financial Advice. I got that diploma in February. I was very excited. I also did the equity release and the mortgage diplomas, and I funded it all myself. While I was also working at least 45 hours a week in my security job, it was hard. It was hard, and in the end, I ended up burning out a little bit, I would say. At the end of March, I had my interview for a job that I really thought that I would get, and I didn't get it. And then it actually happened that I was also on holiday at the time. So I was doing the Camino de Madrid. As you know, last year I did the Camino Mozárabe, which is from Granada to Mérida. And this time I traveled to Madrid and I walked to Sahagún from Madrid in about 12 days. And I just came back yesterday. I just came back last night, and I have it all fresh in my head because it was a very solitary Camino, very solitary path. Hike where I barely met anybody, and I was on my own so much that it enabled me to think about things, to reconsider many of the things that I have in my life, or I will have in my life, and what I truly want, or maybe more what I don't want. So what I know I don't want is the high pressure sales job that I have to sell products that I don't believe in. Investing doesn't have to be complicated. It can be made very simple. And sometimes we just trust those advisors with with ties and glass buildings when investing can be really learned with a little bit of curiosity and a little bit of time, but not too much. So I just don't think that the company I interviewed for, it was culturally as good as it could have been. And I think if I would have gotten the job there, I would have compromised my ethical beliefs. And it's very simple now to say, okay, so I should have, I didn't actually want it in the first place, that job. But I don't know, I just don't think that was a good fit for me. And I don't know what the good fit for me is, because if I go to certain companies that have already prepackaged products that are quite expensive and they're heavily sales-based, I don't think that's the environment I want to be in. I want to be financial advisor to help people. I want to help people to make the best financial decisions. I don't want to push sell anything. And what it made me reconsider is that I didn't want to sell any overpriced products, and I wanted to coach people honestly. And so now I'm back. I got back yesterday and I'm pausing my job applications, and I'm also pausing my further studies because I just want to recalibrate a little bit. I'm just in a moment of my life where I would like to recalibrate. I would like to see where I'm heading to. I would like to see what's best for me. I don't want just to do what people expect me to do. And I think my current job is giving me some value, giving me some stability while I'm building something for myself. So I want to maybe dedicate a little bit more time to One Step Wealthier that I have abandoned completely since September last year. I want to just maybe create like a little learning platform. It might not go ahead, but bear with me. It might do. I really, really want to help people to get ahead in finances, because finances are very important. Money is a tool. Money is a tool that allows you to construct things, to build things. And this podcast is my way of giving value now, even if I'm not someone's advisor on paper, or I'm not wearing high heels and perfect hair every day. If I get just one person to invest, I would be happy. So I want to continue with this little project. And also to tell you that if you are not someone who is navigating money or trying to build something, or you're wondering if you're doing it right, I've been here. Well, I'm still here. And I just want to create meaningful episodes where I teach people how to invest from scratch, and also just to how to react with a recent market drop, what I did with the recent market drop while I was on the Camino. So these are my thoughts now. So I don't know where I'm at. And I don't know which road am I going to take. I'm just back and I'm recalibrating a little bit with all the options that I have. I know that my current job provides stability, and I know that I don't want to slave for somebody whose products I don't like, and I would have to push sell those products, and I don't really want to do that, because I don't believe financial advice has to be so made so complicated when actually I can empower people to invest on their own terms, and I can live also on my own terms. So I'm just going to end on that note. Thank you for listening. So this is my little update, and hopefully more episodes are coming soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.